Well, we're starting the week off again, and it's hard to believe we're over halfway through the month of January. And after that weekend we had with the weather, we'll get updates on the weather forecast with the Fairbanks Museum in just a little bit. But on Monday mornings, part of the Magic Morning Crew, we have a chat with our friends from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. And we talk about, well, specifically lately with COVID, we talk about how it's impacting the Northeast Kingdom and the North Country. And joining us under CDC protocol, we have Mike Rose. He is Chief Medical Officer at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. Mike, good to have you on with us this morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Okay, so the world of COVID, we've been getting updates. We've been reading it in the news. Laurel has been keeping the community up to date here. Our focus, COVID-19, the long-anticipated vaccines are rumored to be coming our way. Let's start first, if we could. A lot of folks don't know the impact here in the Northeast Kingdom of COVID in comparison to the rest of the world. Do you think this would be a good starting point?
Yeah. So, Jeff, we've been really lucky here in Vermont, and in particularly in the Northeast Kingdom. You know, we hear of really devastating effects of the virus, particularly in Southern California and in Texas right now. We have seen an increase in cases, particularly since Halloween, and then it sort of ramped up, and then it stayed ramped up for the Thanksgiving holiday and had another surge after Christmas. So we're hoping that now that the holiday gatherings are pretty well over, that we'll see things settle down. But we're up over 9,000 cases in Vermont and approaching 300 cases in Caledonia County. So we've had quite an uptick in cases. NVRH, we've had about 10 inpatients total, but all of them have done well and been able to be discharged.
Well, that is some really good news here. So let's put this in a little easier to understand context for our listeners on a Monday morning without their coffee in their hand, okay? So we're talking 9,000 cases throughout all of Vermont, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not here in the Northeast Kingdom.
No, so Northeast Kingdom, you know, Caledonia County, Orleans County, Essex County, been very lucky. Essex County just broke 100 cases last week, and in, let's see, Caledonia 291 and Orleans 312. So, you know, our numbers are really quite reasonable.
Yeah, it does sound like it's not doing like it is elsewhere around the country, and that's good news. And obviously, there's a lot of folks that are happy for that. So you said, Mike, that 10 cases, is that the total COVID cases that NVRH has treated to date, or is that since the beginning of the year?
That's to date, so since March of 2020.
That's fabulous. All right, well, we'll shift gears here. And for our listeners that are just joining us, Mike Roos from NVRH, who is chief medical officer there, we're talking about how NVRH is dealing and continues to deal with COVID. Everybody's big question, Mike, is the vaccine. It's all over the country. There are people getting it here and there. What's the status on either or any of the vaccines here in the Northeast Kingdom and North Country?
So we've begun vaccinating healthcare workers and first responders. We've given over 1,000 vaccines so far. We have another 1,000, 1,200 scheduled over the next 2 weeks. And then we should be approaching the end of this phase 1A, which is the healthcare workers, first responders, and the skilled nursing facilities. So from there, we're trying to transition into the next phase, which we're planning on doing in age bands. So age greater than 75 will probably start at the end of the month, the end of January. The Department of Health hopes to stand up a clinic on Thursday, January 28th and Friday, January 29th. So stay tuned for that.
Well, no, that's good. And it's great that we chat with you and others from NVRH here every other Monday. So folks are obviously going to be anticipating the vaccines, either one. But we've been hearing, Mike, about, now I'm going to have a hard time with this. It's a Monday morning for me too, okay? If I pronounce this wrong, feel free to laugh at me. Monoclonal antibody. Now, is this a vaccine or a treatment?
So monoclonal antibody is a treatment for mild to moderate COVID. So if anyone has a COVID positive test and they're still feeling okay, they might have low-grade fever or mild cough, but they don't need to be hospitalized, chances are you're a candidate for monoclonal antibody therapy. It's an infusion of antibodies against the COVID virus, and it lowers your viral load, and it really modifies your illness, and it can turn, you know, a moderate illness or a worsening illness into something much milder. It reduces hospitalizations by 70%. Our experience is even better than that.
Wow, 70% is a big drop. Yeah. So if somebody does have a test positive for COVID-19 and they want to do the monoclonal antibody therapy, do they have to contact you? Do they contact their PCP, their primary care provider? How would somebody get access to this?
So contact your primary care provider. We've gotten word out to all the primary care providers that this is available. There are certain qualifying parameters, certain high-risk individuals, everybody over age 65, some folks over age 55 that have high blood pressure, for instance, and then other things like diabetes or chronic renal disease or other chronic illnesses will qualify you as well. So check with your primary care provider. They'll give us a call, and we'll get it scheduled if you qualify.
That's good news. I think that some folks just may have virtually seen a rainbow, and that being the pot of gold on the other side.
It can make a big difference.
It certainly can. Folks, this has been a conversation with Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital's Mike Rose, who is chief medical officer there. And Mike, thank you for sharing all of these updates and information. We are running a little bit short on our time here. How would you like to wrap this up with our listeners?
Well, I think the light is visible at the end of the tunnel as far as this COVID illness. And so between the vaccine and the treatments we have, we feel pretty confident that we're gonna get through this. We're looking toward a much better summer and a lot more freedom to move around by hopefully summer or at least fall.
Well, we're all hoping that, too. Mike, I think I can speak safely on behalf of the entire community. The devotion, dedication, and commitment to public health at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital is so, so appreciated by our listeners. Thank you for all you and everybody has done.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Good talking to you.
Well, it's good to talk with you, too. And now you have to do us a favor.
Yeah.
Stay safe and healthy so we can talk again.
All right, I will.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. Have a wonderful morning, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.